Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Alex Richnow. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, is Wendy Ramirez there?
Do you have somebody with slightly less accent?
No. Currently, I'm the only person on the line, but just keep in mind, I will
take
a few minutes.
I'll try. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. So the first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes. No, okay. Definitely, yeah.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
63.
62, okay. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied. Scared shitless.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, no, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So, the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Okay, what about it?
Yeah, in a scale from 0 to 100, let me check. I would like you to rate your feelings towards that people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Republicans in Congress, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I'm not very fond of Republicans right now, sorry.
Okay, so you don't have an opinion.
Yeah, give them a 5. They suck.
Okay. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
I think Democrats overdo, but I'll give them a 5 too.
Okay, a 5. Remember that the scale is from 0 to 100, so a 5,
oh,
right?
Right, 50, sorry.
50, okay, don't worry. Thank you so much. The next one is Joe Biden.
I think Biden did fairly good. I mean, 75, he tried his hardest. But like I said, I think they overdo. They try to overcompensate.
Okay. The next one is J.D. Vance.
Do what?
J.D. Vance. If you have never heard of him, you can say so.
I have no idea. Nope.
Okay, don't worry. The next one is Donald Trump.
Yeah. 0.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
270.
70, okay. The next one is Janelle Bynum.
I heard of that one.
Okay.
Shoot. The next, I can't remember if that one's good or bad, though. I don't remember. I've heard of that one, though. I'm going to say 50 just because I heard of them.
Oh, okay, 50. Give me just a moment. The next one is Lori Chavez Darimer.
Governor of where?
Let me check. Give me just one more. Let's move forward in the meantime to the next question. Project 2025, Trump.
Zero.
Okay, zero. The next one is MAGA Republican.
Zero.
Okay. Lori Chavez Derrimer is a politic U.S. from Oregon. She is a member of the Republican Party.
I'll give her 25 then.
24. Okay. Let's move forward to the next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Democrats.
Okay, next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Damn. If I didn't think that would mess up the country, I would vote for him. But no, I'm going with Kamala Harris because that's the only way we're going to beat Trump.
Okay, I understand. So the next question is, regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else, or you don't know?
I hope to God it's Harris. I really do. If it's Trump, I'm moving to Canada.
Okay, thank you. Next question is, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat.
Okay, Janelle Bynum.
I don't trust Republicans because they support Trump.
Okay, I understand. So the next one is, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Derrimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Derrimer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
And if she quits backing Trump, I'll support her. Other than that, no way.
Okay, so let's say use a very slight chance, right?
Slight, there you go.
Okay, the next one is, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's doing the best he can with what he was left.
Okay, so you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve. I think he's doing the best he can.
Thank you. The next question is, and do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Honestly, I have no opinion.
Okay. Don't worry. Next one. No, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum response to get your reaction. The statement is, Janelle Bynum opponent says she's a soft on crime, liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and chose that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon. Fought to get fentanyl off our streets and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But
I really am trying, but your accent, you lost me at the beginning of this this paragraph, I should say. I'm not sure what you're talking about, and it's in Portland.
Yeah, I would like to start from the beginning. Okay, so Janelle Bynum's opponents say she's a soft on crime liberal with Oregon most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland
was... But from what I understand, the criminals that she released were in there on, like, pot-related charges and stuff that's not even illegal here anymore. And so they probably shouldn't be in there in the first place, right?
I don't have an opinion for that. I'm just reading a statement, so this is not my opinion, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, my opinion is let's give her 30% on that one.
Okay. So let me get to... Okay. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time that her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Rolly Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay, Bynum. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. The options will be a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So the first statement is, Chavez de Remer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported what budgets which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheat pay their fair share because they fund her party campaign.
No, obviously I don't support that.
Okay,
zero.
So for you, that is a great deal and a great trouble, right?
Yes, great trouble.
Okay, the next one is, Lori Chavez de Remer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban of abortion that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
Very true. I agree 100%.
that is a great deal for you or not at all?
Great deal, 100%.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Chavez de Remir has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Remir is a vote to undermine our democracy.
Then I do not support. 100% again.
Okay, a great deal. The next one is, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Remir supported cutting funding for Social Security and medical services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect old programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits.
You are definitely right. We have earned those goddamn benefits, and if she takes them, I'll fight tooth and nail to get them back.
Okay, so that is a great deal for you, correct?
A great deal.
Okay, there's only two more in this part of the survey. So, The next one is, Lori Chavez de Remir voted to cut billions for our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She is voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks to on crime, but she is just doing what Trump and Republican party bosses tell her to do.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And no, I'm not going to vote for her. You're 100% right there.
Okay, a great deal. And the next one, Chavez de Remir stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promises his base that if he wins...
Why Trump isn't in prison, I don't understand. This is wrong. He should already be in prison. I don't get it. The country's messed up right now because he broke the law so many times. And I'm sorry, I've done this long enough. Yes, I hate Trump. Yes, I think he should be in jail, prison, for life, for what he did. But I'm done with your survey. Have a good night.
Just allow me just some minutes, Amara. God.